exclusively in your nearest Matalan store. T's and C's apply. Cheapest item free.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Summer doesn't always have to mean the end of the beloved Sunday roast. At Waitrose, we're introducing a new take on the classic. The British Tomahawk Steak. Intense and full of flavour with every bite. Keep that Sunday roast feel and serve alongside barbecued potatoes and charred veg. And if there's still room on the barbecue, our beef smash burgers with bone marrow are extra thick and ready for smashing. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Yeah, all right.
Thursday morning. Oh, it's Thursday already. Thank God for that. Yeah, oh, I am worried about the weekend. I've got two gigs and both of them are outdoors and there's like a weather warning for the weekend coming up. Yeah. Dom has the news, sport and weather. We'll hear that in a second. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, Chancellor Rachel Reeves is insisting she won't need to increase taxes to pay for her spending plans. Health, defence and housing have all been given big increases, but other departments are facing cuts. Tiff Lynch from the Police Federation of England and Wales says forces are having to do more for less.
Chief Constables need to tell the public what we are going to be capable of doing and what we're not going to be capable of doing. But ultimately, the Chancellor needs to come out and explain to the public why the police is failing them.
In other news this morning, there's been a third night of violence in Ballymena, while unrest has now spread to other towns in Northern Ireland. Officers called similar scenes on Monday racist thuggery when a protest over an alleged sexual assault turned violent. Four people have been arrested after cars were set alight and bricks thrown at police in Salford. Around 60 people gathered during the disturbance yesterday afternoon. A 16-year-old girl has been charged with assaulting an emergency worker. There are calls for all children in England who are entitled to them to be automatically registered for free school meals. Think tank, the Education Policy Institute, is worried some families are not applying. The government says it's improving its eligibility checker. And Brian Wilson has been described as a genius following his death yesterday at the age of 82. Sir Elton John says the Beach Boys co-founder and frontman was the single biggest influence on his songwriting. The band have sold more than 100 million records.
Sport.
Three British players will attempt to reach the quarterfinals of the Queen's Club Tennis this afternoon. Katie Bolter, Heather Watson and Emma Raducanu are all in action later. And golf's US Open gets underway today on a course that Masters champion Rory McIlroy has described as impossible. This year's venue, Oakmont in Pennsylvania, is nicknamed The Beast. World number one Scotty Scheffler is amongst those looking to master it.
When you hit it in the rough, you got to muscle it out of there. And it's just a different type of test than you see at the Masters. Both of them are fantastic tests. I mean, this is probably the hardest golf course that we'll play, maybe ever.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
So feeling warm and increasingly humid today. Some heavy thundery showers possible in the west first thing. We'll then move north as the day goes on. Temperatures hitting around 25 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Can you make it dry for Friday and Saturday night, please?
Well,
in specific areas.
Yes, which specific areas?
Friday night, Ilkley.
Okay.
Tennis club, and then Saturday night, Cambridge.
Right.
For Sausage and Cider Festival DJ fun.
Okay, I've checked the Sausage and Cider Festival for Cambridge, mainly because I'm coming to that one.
Yeah.
The weather looks fine.
Good, thank you.
It looks all right. Ilkley,
yeah.
It's going to be a bit drizzly in Ilkley.
When you say drizzly,
well,
is there a thunderstorm?
Potentially thunderstorms,
oh,
yeah.
God's sake.
Yeah. But
no,
you never know.
No.
They may just...
Let it go away, please. Change, please, please.
They may disappear.
Please.
Are you, I guess it's outdoor, the one in Ilkley, is it?
No, it's indoor, Dom, which is why I'm really worried about the weather. Yeah, of course it's outdoor.
Yeah.
I assume it's outdoor.
Yeah, but as in, will your bit be covered? Do you know what I mean? So is it going to rain on your equipment?
No, that's probably covered.
Okay, so it's just everyone else.
Yeah, but that's what I'm worried about. I'm fine with,
yeah,
you know, I could make a makeshift, you know, novelty condom to go above me and cover us. That's fine.
but everyone else will get
it's soaked. The people, Dom. I care about the people.
You're in it for the people, yes.
I'm concerned about the fans.
Yeah.
And do you know what my concern is?
What?
If it rains too much, no one will bloody turn up.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
I was talking about my training there, saying that I'm training at the moment. I'm getting all, like, buffed up, and then the next thing is, within 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, it's all gone again.
Yeah.
I know that's just the way it works. Anyway, got a lovely text message from Bradley going, that is one serious workout, Chris. He's listening to Radio X. By the looks of it, on Global Player, on the CarPlay, whatever, in the car. And it says, the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X. And there's a picture of me there.
Mm.
And he said, that's one serious workout. No, there's obviously a glitch in the system. That's Izzy.
Yeah.
That's not me.
That is not you.
Just to let you know, that is Izzy, who's on at 1 o'clock every day. A fine-looking woman. Great voice on the radio.
Yeah.
And that is a glitch in the system. I've not trained so much that I now look like Izzy. We all wish.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Lisa says, I'm also outdoors for Shed 7 on Saturday night at Scarborough Open Air Theatre. Fingers crossed, Chris.
Oh.
And also, listen to this. Emma in Durham says, can you make it dry in Scarborough, please, Dom, for Saturday, as I'm seeing Shed 7. Oh, Lisa and Emma, you two could meet up together.
Do a car share.
And then Sunday in Newcastle, as we're off to see Sam Fender.
Oh, great.
When's it Download Festival? Is Download this weekend
as
well?
Yeah, my stepson Charlie is going today.
All right, so we need to keep that weather dry. Oh, come on.
Donington,
that's it.
It's like June.
So okay. It's sunny for Download, which looks good so far.
So far it is, right. Yeah.
Because normally it can be pretty...
Last year, they pretty much got washed away.
They called it Drownload.
Yeah.
Drownload.
But, and we're going to get Brownload going, weren't we? Which is Whitehaven Festival.
Oh, yeah, Brownload. The Brownhaven Festival.
Yeah.
Well, no, you invented that.
Well, I think we booked some bands for it, didn't we?
The Poo Fighters.
Yeah.
The Poo Fighters.
Poo 2.
Yeah.
Poo 2.
Oh, you Poo.
Yeah.
They're going to be there.
I don't remember.
Who else played? Who else was on the lineup in our... In our heads.
Who else was on it?
We had a lot of bands, actually.
We had a... Phoenix made a poster.
He did. Were Poo Fighters headlining it? I can't remember.
I've several.
Yeah.
I think so. There was lots of...
There we go. The Skid Town Clown.
Oh, you got it? Let's have a look. This is the poster, then.
Oh, we got it.
So this is the festival we want to put on in Whitehaven, or Brownhaven. Poo Tang Clan. Poo Fighters.
Don't remember that one.
Stink 182.
Bum 41.
This is to do with the fact that the water in Whitehaven Harbour is brown.
Yeah, so
it's
Whitehaven Harbour.
Yeah.
The Brown Stripes.
Yeah.
System of a Brown. Michael Bublé.
That's good.
The Brown Keys. Fleetwood Crap.
Fleetwood Crap. I don't remember that one.
Ploploader.
Yeah.
Stink Floyd. ZZ Plop. Poo 2. And... Bum 41.
They're on first, I think.
That is lovely.
It is great.
We should post that. Did we ever post that? That's very funny.
Do you know people? Obviously, you know people in Whitehaven who would stick that up for us, like put it on lampposts and stuff. Come on, we'll just come with a fictitious date.
Well, the Phoenix has put the 11th to the 13th of July, which is not.
Phoenix got carried away with this.
I had a lot of fun with.
I know
that.
It's a very good poster, Phoenix.
Thanks.
Brownhaven presents Brownload.
Yeah, Brownload.
Can't fly post a Brownload festival.
Why not?
Stick it outside Granny Wong, she won't mind.
Yeah.
We need a high traffic zone.
Have you got any... Have you still got friends who live in Brownhaven?
I've suddenly not, no.
And they'll be unemployed, right?
No, they're not.
Because there's only like two restaurants. So.
No, there's not. They work at Sellafield.
So, they must be buzzing. So, right, we just print off... Or we email them, post it to them. Okay. They print it off like 30 times and go around all the shops. Go to Zest, go to Johnny Bananas, go to...
Joe Bananas.
Yeah, that's what I said. Go to Mrs. Pizza, yeah. Granny Wong,
yeah.
All right, Willie Mill, whatever.
Yeah.
And then go, would you put this up in the window, please? Thank you very much. Yeah. Festival, local community.
I would love that.
And then the next thing is people start asking around, what's this? What's this Brownload Festival I keep hearing about? Oh. I want to go see Poo Tang Clan.
Yeah.
And the irony being, the local newspaper's called The Crack.
Clear Crack?
Yeah.
No, Cumbria Crack now.
Poo Tang Clan, because Wu Tang Clan had a song called Gravel Pit, so I guess Poo Tang Clan have gravel... Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Ross, take that a not playing. I love that version.
What was that?
Ross has said, take that a playing, but a different version of take.
Take Splat?
Okay. Maybe. That's better.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Has it got an S in it?
Yeah.
Somebody just keeps texting in that band name, which we can't say. But Shed 7, or, you know, they're not playing either.
Yeah. Stinking Park?
Yeah, Stinking Park.
Granny See, Pong?
That's good.
Granny Pong.
Lee says, I live in Workington. I'm more than willing to go to Brownhaven and put all these posters up for you. Hey, that could be great. Oh, Andy in Manchester said he's just helped book for a late night DJ set. Pete Pong.
Meanwhile. Oh, we continue.
Oh, dear. Love it.
Somebody works in Cumbria. Can you send me 1,000? I'll put them up all over the place. Absolutely.
Someone's texting Cistern of a Brown. Well, we've got a Cistern of a Brown
Cistern
already.
Of Brown, a Cistern of a Brown.
Yeah. As in, oh, that's good. Yeah.
Smashing Dumpkins.
Yeah. ZZ Plop are on the list, actually, Kieran. Yeah.
ZZ Plop are playing.
I think they were the first ones.
Poo Poo Dolls are not.
Yeah, no, they're not.
They're not playing yet.
They're engaged.
And the Arctic Monkeys band. Yeah, we've got that, but we can't say that. Oh, the Poosiers.
The Poosiers.
Goodbye, Mr.
Oh, this is a bit graphic.
Curls allowed.
Curls allowed.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Get it.
Level 40 poo?
Yeah, level 40 poo.
Fontaine's WC?
That's great. See, look at this. It's
oh, you're on fire today, audience. Oh, you
this
really
is
are
very
audience.
Good. Stink Biscuit, we had that.
Can we say Tina Turner? Can
no,
we say that?
Can't say that.
See, James says it's fine.
Okay,
that word.
Okay.
I don't think it is.
I think it's fine.
Brown Town Rats.
Yeah, wet fart. Oh my god, the text have gone nuts.
You bend 40.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Oh dear.
Can't do Catatonia.
No,
we
can't absolutely not do Catatonia.
Yeah, there's a lot of these, but they're all flying in on the text, and a lot of them we can't read out. Yeah.
Whiffy Clyro.
Whiffy Clyro, I think we had before.
And it is true, Hole are playing as well. Yeah.
Just to say, it's not pooey water in that.
Bumford and Sons.
Yeah.
Bumford and Sons is lovely. Crapper Roach.
Number 2 Door Cinema Club.
Diarrhea Straits. That's another good one. But the Third Eye Blind one is lovely. That's nice.
Oh, can't read that.
All right, that'll do. Stop now.
Crap work. That is
crap
techno
work.
Outfit.
All right, stop now.
No, Brownlow don't exist.
And the Radiohead one with Turtling. I'm not reading that because that's just, it's too graphic. No. I don't need it.
Catch a Poo Poo were unavailable.
Red Hot Chili Poopers. Okay, stop now. I'm switching my text off. So I'm switching it off. No more.
Judge Stools.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay, stop now.
Shelby Williams.
DJs, Judge Stools and Pete Pong.
Honestly, they're missing a trick, James.
It could
Brownlow
be
to be incredible.
It could be huge, this festival.
Oh.
Actually, no, you don't want it to be good, do you?
I know.
You want it to be. You want it to be a load of.
You do, ideally.
That should be the strap line. Compared to the other festivals,
this is.
It's a pile of.
Yeah. Cumbria won't know what's hit it, James.
I won't.
Wow.
Well, what sounds hit good. It?
Oh, dear.
Oh, sad news yesterday about Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to play a Beach Boys track.
When Paul McCartney says Pet Sounds is the best album that's ever been made, then you've got to sort of take note, haven't you, I think?
My brother's a massive, I mean, obsessive Beach Boys fan.
Yeah.
And would bore me with the technology and how ahead of the time they were when it came to recording. And there were a million different things, the Beach Boys. And I'm not an authority on the Beach Boys whatsoever. But just from my limited knowledge, they were a fascinating bunch of guys because they wrote lovely little melodic pop songs.
Yeah.
Wrote pop songs. Absolute pop songs.
Incredible harmonies.
Unbelievably, almost scientifically perfect harmonies.
Yeah.
But then the technology and what they did with it to record was like on the levels of nerds. Mm. Because it was groundbreaking. And Brian Wilson passed away. We can play a Beach Boys track, can't we? Yeah.
I was listening to God Only Knows on the drive in this morning. It's so beautiful.
Can I just pick one and play one?
Yeah, I spoke to Dev about it last night.
All right, I'm going to play a Beach Boys track. That's what I'm going to do. I'll have a little little search and I'll find, if it's all right, one of my favourite tracks by the Beach Boys to play for the great Brian Wilson.
Radio X. Coming up, more super cool and super fresh radio broadcasting from Radio X's Best Breakfast Show.
That's us.
After 8, we hear from Bryce Dallas Howard and Orlando Bloom about their new film out today called Deep Cover.
Deep Cover.
Plus, we've given away 4, so 5 are left. We're on the hunt for flag bearers for our Radio X Glastonbury flags.
That's right.
Give me a hell yeah if you want to hear a hot rockin' flame throw in tune.
Hell yeah. Radio X. Alright, so it's 7:15 and it's Thursday morning. Thank you for listening to Radio X. This sensible, grown-up, mature sound of radio first thing in the morning. Right, Sam Fender.
18 failed dream, attracted to a bad scene. Think I'll make a couple errands. Cataclysmic gates to be when you're out of luck and your mother's in need.
Sam Fender, he's doing his shows at the moment, isn't he?
He is, St. James's Park tonight.
Came on our show, we saved his life. Yeah. We've never heard from him since. The ungrateful guest.
No.
He owes you, James.
Yeah. He owes you big time.
I've got time to play a Beach Boys track before the break, haven't I?
Yes.
Right, so we lost Brian Wilson yesterday. The Beach Boys, unbelievable. Such an influential band to so many artists. Mm. Brian Wilson passed away yesterday. And for me, and there are thousands, hundreds of great Beach Boys tracks, but for me, this is just perfection. It's the Beach Boys and God Only Knows.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. what I'd be without you.
It's the Beach Boys and God Only Knows at Radio X. I have to take a break and we'll be right back.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Father's Day's coming, Moonpigs. So show off your novelty stickers, Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. For the UK's most personalised Father's Day card, nothing beats a
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. To verify, see www.moonpig.com/personalised.
Cars make all kinds of sounds. Sounds that reassure, sounds that excite, and sounds that embarrass the kids when you drop them off at school. Stay on top of things with eBay. Enter your reg to find the right parts for your car. And with eBay Assured Fit, you can return them for free if you need to. Sounds like my chauffeuring days aren't over yet. eBay. Things people love. Eligible parts. For full terms, visit ebay.co.uk/EAF.
At Matalan, style comes in threes. Grab three for two across all Matalan women's wear, including dresses, tops and denim, plus holiday bits, PJs, lingerie, footwear and accessories. Exclusively in your nearest Matalan store. T's and C's apply. Cheapest item free.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dreams stock clearance sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Pets Club prices have landed at Pets at Home. And for a limited time only, everyone can enjoy our huge range of savings across all your pets' favourites. That's food, toys, bedding and T-R-E-A-T-S. All at lower irresistible prices. Find the tag and fetch the savings in-store, online or via the app today. Pets at Home. We're all for pets. Pets Club prices available to all customers until the 8th of October 2025, after which you must be a Pets Club member to redeem selected products and services. T's and C's apply.
Searching for a holiday? Here's an idea. Don't type cheap flights to wherever into your browser. You know you do it. Search Kayak instead. Let us do the finding for you. All the great flight deals from hundreds of travel sites, all in one place. Go on, do it, do it. Listen to the waves. They're calling your name. Not literally, obviously, unless your name is... Kayak. Kayak! You're thinking about it, aren't you? Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor Squeaky.
When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
At Lidl, you can save like a hero by switching from Asda to Lidl and saving a super £23 on this week's big shop at lidl.co.uk/you save. Save like a hero on your weekly staples, your fresh five a day and big brands. Lidl, Retail Industry Awards Supermarket of the Year.
Prices check 9th to the 6th, 25. Asda also sell other products. See online for more details.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
And a 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4.
Radio X.
Not impressed.
What? What's happened?
Not impressed. 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
When I was doing this link.
Yeah.
Out of the first outbreak.
Mm.
I said, I don't want to be rude, but Polly James is a lazy cow.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'll tell you, there was method behind the madness. I'm not a monster, Dom.
No, I know you're not.
I'm not a monster. No. The reason I called her that was to shame her into getting off her lazy cow ass.
Right.
Now, she has messaged.
Has she?
Yes.
So.
I've got an audio message.
Oh, really?
Do you want to hear it?
What's it going to play out on?
Okay. It's Paul. Yeah. I was listening the other day.
Yeah.
Having breakfast with my two young children.
You don't have kids.
Now, look, tart, cow, arse, you know, words I use quite regularly in the house.
Absolutely.
That's not a bother to me. I've been called worse. Mm-hmm. I say worse.
Yeah.
That's all fine. But lazy pants, Chris, that is below the belt. It's rude. It's derogatory. Now I have to explain to the kids exactly what you meant. I thought we were cool, and that's not cool. Anyway. Have a great show, and I'll see you soon. Ta-da. Love you, bye.
The irony is, instead of recording that, she could have just recorded to one of those jingles, which is what I was moaning about. And by the way, just again, I don't want to be pedantic, but lazy pants, yes, it is below the belt. They're pants.
Yeah.
So
it has to be entirely below the belt.
But I thank you for the message, Polly. I'm a big fan of hers.
Yes.
I love her.
She's great.
She's on Radio X this afternoon from 4 o'clock. This is a band called The Strokes. Thank you. It's almost 7:30 exactly. If you want to set your watches, do it now. Oh no, that's Beach Boys. I'm playing that again.
I'd happily hear it again.
I mean, listen, I could listen to it again, but that was meant to be the jingle for the £25,000 box game, which is meant to go like this.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
James getting carried away with a smoke machine is now blowing right into my face.
I'm not getting any of that now. Great.
Here's your qualifying question for today, the £25,000 box game. What animal features on the front of a box of Coco Pops? What animal features on the front of a box of Coco Pops? If you want to play the game today to try and win £25,000 and you automatically get £1,000 just for playing, even if you're wrong. So £1,000 up for grabs for getting it wrong, £25,000 if you get it right. What animal features on the front of a box of Coco Pops? You need to text the word box followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. If you're like, well, I don't normally, like, what, but like, what's a, what, I'm not going to get it right. Well, if you're not going to get it right, you still get £1,000.
Mm. Oh, yeah, okay.
Text the word box followed by your answer, 83936. 83936. It's got to be a text. You've got to start with the word box and then put the answer. What animal features on the front of a box of Coco Pops? Text box and your answer, 83936. Do it now. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate, but if you get on the air to play, you get £1,000 guaranteed. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to be 18 or over at Live in Great Britain. The full terms and conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Text now. I might be talking to you after 8 o'clock this morning. Good luck.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
So this first letter is quite unique. As far as I know, we've never had somebody write into us who massages horses.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no, we never have.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. My name is Sadie. I'm an equine body worker.
Hello.
I spend my days treating horses.
An equine body worker?
Yeah. I guess horses like a massage as well as anyone else. I don't know. The reason I'm emailing in, Chris, is because I've just uploaded a video of my latest work on my Instagram. I think you'll enjoy it. It's on my, basically it's my first pinned post with the sound up, enjoy. I can assure you won't be disappointed. Okay. This is Sadie Henderson, who Sadie Henderson, who massages horses. Now, James, I believe we have this clip.
We do.
That we can show and Chris can enjoy it too. So here is a clip of Sadie massaging the, well, I'm going to say it, the back end of a horse.
Oh. Oh, the horse is farting.
Oh, like constantly.
Oh. Well, there's a thing. I mean, can we hear it again, please?
Yeah.
That'd be great. So childish. Let it more out, a bit more. There you go. Well, I tell you what. She's obviously got healing hands as
she must have.
Sadie. No.
Whatever she's doing, you could argue, is working a treat then.
That's not normally what happens in a massage, is
not,
it?
Well, not really. If you want to go and have a look at her Instagram, and who wouldn't? Henderson Equine Massage.
Now, how do you spell equine?
So equine is
E-Q-U-I-N-E. Oh, it comes up. There you go.
So Henderson Equine Massage. And it's basically showing...
Hold on a second.
Showing what she does there.
Hold on.
Go on.
She posted this on the 1st November 2024.
Yes, she's... For some
when did she write the letter?
For some reason.
I mean, I know sometimes there's a delay.
Yeah. She feels only confident now, I think, to share this with a wider audience.
Well, thank you. That's a lovely... Yeah.
And you are our first horse masseuse, I think, that we've ever featured.
Yeah, we haven't had many.
Not... Well,
any?
No, any animals. Thanks, Sadie. Good work.
Do you think if she massaged you, you'd make the same noise?
Probably. I'm ruling nothing in or out, at this, so to speak, at this stage.
Oh, dear. Sorry about that. You can... Imagine you go for a sports massage. So where is it? It's just under my bum. It's just that. Okay, let me just give that a little rub there for you. Oh, that's it. Hold on. A bit more. Thank you.
So it's just an involuntary thing, isn't it? I remember when I was about 9 playing football when I lived in Liverpool on the street, as you did, because we were cool, and somebody fouled me. I landed on my bottom and let rip. And sometimes you can't help it.
You can't.
You can't help it. Right, here's another letter. Hi, everyone.
Has this got horse farts on it?
No, this one doesn't. It's less horse farty.
Right.
Sue from Workington here.
Hey.
I've written in a couple of times before, Chris, with our motorhome holiday disaster.
I've got some audio of her.
You got some?
Yeah, hold on.
Ah,
there she goes.
That's Sue.
Thanks, Sue.
Windy Sue.
Oh, the jam they eat in Workington. Is that right, James?
Yeah, they do.
I told you last year, Chris, in June last year, I fell off my bike in Valencia and broke my wrist.
Open the door. Open the door. What's her name?
Ree.
Shut up! All right?
Oh, we're meant to have soundproof.
Capital Extra are right next door, and I don't know why. They've started getting very giddy. And they're doing stuff outside this. I think they're so bored during the songs.
Is that what it
they
is?
Run up and down the corridors, screaming. Like,
did you hear that?
What?
Yeah. Did they hear?
What?
You shouted them?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she looked at me and said, "Oh, me." Yeah. It's all right. We're going to wait until they do a link, and I'm going to...
Let's play the horse sound effect really loudly in their studio.
Let's get a big speaker.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Right, so this is Sue.
Sue.
In June last year, I told you this before, she says, I fell off my bike in Valencia and broke my wrist in 3 places and had to fly straight home.
How fast was she going there? She broke it in 3 places.
Really,
in Valencia?
Really quick. Valencia, Barcelona. Then in September, on the tunnel, we shunted into the back of a van and burst our radiator, resulting in 5 unplanned days in Calais. Well, off we went in the motorhome again this year. We were travelling through Spain to end up in Marbella for a wedding. We stayed overnight in Portsmouth before getting the ferry. But I woke up in the morning with a pain in my big toe and it was swollen. There's no way I could have broken it in my sleep, so the only thing it could have been is gout. I now have gout. What is all that about? I don't drink, I eat very healthily, so I don't know how I have gout.
Oh, it's Gouty Sue.
Yeah, it's Gouty Sue. I was gutted thinking the holiday was going to be ruined. However, quite a few people told me to eat cherries. Is Sue all right? Quite a few people told me to eat cherries, and I'm glad to report that several punnets of cherries later, all was well. And the
why
wedding...
are you reading this letter from a nutter?
She's had a catalogue of mishaps, basically.
Right.
Anyway, as I write, we're currently just south of Madrid, and it's 33 degrees. But we're in a tin box. They're in a motorhome.
What does she want?
We're essentially roasting like
boring.
Duckling pigs.
Shall I just play her a song?
Wish me luck for our next...
I'll play you a song.
Okay.
Jeepers. Oh, my God. What's our problem? This is for you, Sue, okay? You know you make me wanna... Gout!
So that's lovely. Thank you, Sue.
Well, just get to it. You know what I mean?
She's had a catalogue of errors, bless her. And she's got rid of the gout now, so that's good. And have a lovely time in Madrid. If you would... Oh, can I do quickly happy birthday, which I should have done ages ago. 25th. Oh, no, I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Dear Dom, could you... please wish
I'm going to play one more song for Sue. Shout, shout, let it all out. These are the conditions I could do without. Come on,
cherries.
I'm talking to you. Come on. There you go.
That is lovely. I'm going to do this now because I will forget. It's not until the 25th of June, but I know what I'm like. Please, can you wish my husband Simon Parsons a happy 50th birthday from Sarah, Frankie, Nathan, and Jason? Thank you. Happy birthday for the 25th of June. Did it now, so you can't argue that it was late. It's just, 2 weeks early.
Okay, one more song?
Oh, please, yeah. Boom, now let me say, well. I say, boom,
boom, boom, now we're about to say, well. That's the gout here, brothers.
Ah! There you go, Sue. I hope that makes you feel better.
This show's on fire today.
Henderson Equine Massage if you want to see a horse
fart. Horse farts!
Dom at radiox.co.uk on the email, or please send stuff through the post. We like that too, to this address.
Do you want to sing it, or do you want someone else to sing it?
I'd love someone else to sing it today.
Okay, who to this know? Address.
Dominic Bird, Chris Myers Show, Radio X, Leicester Square, and London.
Yeah.
WC2H.
Go on.
7LA.
Beautiful. Thank you.
The Chris Miles Show.
Hashtag gout.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
You know that home sense is like the TK home section, but mahoosive.
What? Is it still up to 60% less?
Yep.
Do they have candles?
It's like TK Maxx for home. Of course they have candles.
Right, come on, we're going.
There's no place like home sense.
Except TK Maxx.
Quality homeware, savvy prices. Up to 60% less than the RRP.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Your Starbucks is ready. Beans ground, milk frothed, shots pulled. Velvety milk poured into a double shot of dark perfection and... oof, that's the good stuff. The baristas are ready. The finest coffee beans are ready. The Starbucks you love is ready. Hello again from the Starbucks Coffee Company.
Chase is the digital bank you can count on.
How so?
Because you get 1% cash back on your grocery shop.
Like on prosciutto?
Yeah, prosciutto.
And seaweed crackers?
Sure, those two.
Hang on, what about rotisserie chickens?
If it's in your grocery shop, Chase has got your cash back. Join today and get 1% cash back on debit card spending on groceries, fuel and everyday transport. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residence eligibility applies. 1% cash back for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Exceptions apply.
Understanding what I'm investing in is key. That's why I use eToro. Powerful tools, useful insights. Everything I need to make confident decisions starts with AI analysis.
Wait, what?
AI analysis. Trade smarter with innovative features and expert insights. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. Not investment advice. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in-store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
It's the only place you need to be this weekend.
The Radio X is night. Friday and Saturday nights from 7. Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
That was the adverts, and this is a jingle thingy called an out of break. And now you'll hear from Chris.
Radio X. Try to speak to you at school.
Our friend Jose Mourinho in a toilet strumming an acoustic guitar.
Wow, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You right there, James? We just quietly walked back into the studio.
That door's broken again.
Have you had a poo?
No, I haven't had a poo.
Yes, James is suffering a bit today.
I went to look for rubbish. Ibuprofen downstairs, but and failed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We'll go.
Do you know what? I know this is a terrible thing to say and it's a bit sexist.
Go on.
Go to the heart studio. They'll have headache tablets.
Yeah.
I mean, have you heard the show? I mean, I know, I don't mean that.
I don't mean that.
Is Amanda Holden in?
Yes.
She'll have a bag of pills.
Yeah.
She looks the type.
Absolutely.
What are the symptoms as she goes rummaging through a handbag?
Yeah.
Now, do you have a headache? Do you also feel sick? And have you got a bad tummy? You want to take these? No, it's just a headache. So just a headache on its own, then you want to take these.
She's got a suitcase.
Headache and a bad tummy, but not... Okay, you want to take these?
Yeah.
She's got that written all over her, Holden, isn't she?
That's what you need. You need some ibuprofen as soon as you can get it.
I'll go and get some.
I'd go and get them for you, but every time I go to the heart studio, Jamie thinks that's a heart attack.
Things are going to run in, doesn't it?
Things are going to run in and, I don't know, rub drugs into his hair or something. I don't know what he thinks I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Shout, Queen is dead, and run out or something. You're nuts. I told you, I was turning towards the Heart Studio door one day, and I have it on good authority that he shouted the words, "Lock the door!"
Did he? Lock the door. Don't let him in.
Lock the door! Miles is coming!
Does your pass work if you wanted to go into that studio?
Yes, it does.
Does it?
So when Chris I worked there, he came in and nicked JK's shoes mid-link.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. I've got a photo of it.
I didn't nick your dad's shoes.
No, he's not my dad.
I thought JK had brought his little boy into work that day. He goes, "Oh, this is James." And I went, "Hello, have you come to work with your daddy today?"
It's the first time I met Chris.
Oh, and then he started talking to me like in a semi-normal voice. Yeah. And I'm like, oh.
Adult's voice.
I thought, oh, it's like actually meeting the cast of the Great Showman. You know what I mean? He's like, looks like a little boy.
Yeah.
But he's got like a man's voice.
No, that's not happening.
Is there anything we can do to help, James?
No, not at all.
For sure?
All good.
Stick the last hour on tape, we all go home?
That'll be good.
That would be lovely.
Let's do that.
Oh, my God, yesterday was such a long day. You know, I was moaning about my days. I can't remember the last time... Oh, yeah, it was Friday. The last time I got home relatively... Oh, no! I've just remembered something.
What?
I've just remembered something that I did yesterday.
Is it embarrassing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. As in, have you put your foot in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just embarrassing, but I have evidence as well, so I need to send James the evidence.
Oh.
Have you messaged someone?
I'm messaging it to you now, okay? Okay, do you want to hear what happened?
Yes.
All right. I had such a long day yesterday, and so bearing in mind I'm up at like 10 to 5 in the morning, okay?
It's too early.
Okay, so imagine people who get up at 8. Now, by the time we finish the show at 10, that's like your 1 o'clock lunchtime if you're in the office, you know what I mean, type of thing. And so we did stuff in the studio, and then we had meetings, and then I had another meeting. Mm-hmm. And then by this point now, it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? So for 3 hours after the show, we're recording some stuff, we're having meetings in the studio, then we're going to meet Matt Davison and blah, blah, blah. And it's all fine, but it's all good. And it's just, you know, by 1 o'clock, it's the end of my day in one regard. But then the other part of my day starts and I've got to do loads of stuff. Mm. So I don't know whether I was tired. I'm not making excuses. It wasn't my fault. wasn't my fault.
Okay.
All right? So after I finished the meeting, I was going to meet somebody else in London, out of town slightly. Yeah. So I got on the tube, the London Underground.
Okay.
Now, at Leicester Square, there's a tube station. So I thought, great, I'll jump on the tube at Leicester Square.
Mm.
Now, what they have is they have these timetable boards, right, that you have at every train station. And it tells you that the next train... arriving is going to Piccadilly Circus and it's 1 minute away. And then the train after that is going to, I don't know, Chiswick.
Right.
I don't know. So they often have trains which go forward and left and forward and right. They might be going to different
destinations.
Now, the board that tells you where the next train is going doesn't work.
Ah.
So when the train turns up, unless you look at the front of the train to see where it's going, you don't know if it's going forward and left or forward and right.
Okay.
Now I need to get the train that's going forward and left. Okay. So I wait because it's not the train I need.
Mm.
And then the second train isn't the train that I need.
Oh.
And I go, oh, for God's sake. I go, I'm going to have to get on this train and then swap. Okay. So I get on the train.
Yes. Do a little change.
And I'm kind of going the wrong way, but it's fine.
Hmm.
Once I'm on the train, I get to the next stop and I see that the timetable boards showing which train is going where next, they're working on that station.
Right.
Great. But I've left it too late. I couldn't see.
Mm.
So at the next stop, I'll just stick my head out the door and I'll have a look at the platform sign and see if the next train is for me and I'll jump off here.
Right.
So I pop my head out of the train door and I can see the timetable board, but I've got my headphones on.
Mm.
So what I don't hear is, because I've got music playing, is the beep, 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 which is the doors are about to close warning.
Oh, no.
And the door started to close and I trapped my head in the door.
No, 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 no.
I've quite a busy train.
What station?
The one after Tottenham Court Road.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, the CCTV of that would be lovely.
Yeah, and if anyone can get it, James can.
And now, here's the thing. I'm stood there, and I'm on the train, and I've got my head just out the door, and I'm like, okay, I just need the thing to change. I know what this train is. I need it to change to the next one. And the next thing is, bang, like that.
Ow.
And the door, it whacks me in the side of the head. My head then bashes against the side of the train.
Yeah.
All right? And then I have to push it to get my head out as I literally jerk back into the train like that.
Oh, no.
And everybody in the carriage, everybody broke the rule of the tube and stopped what they were doing and looked at me.
No, they made eye contact.
But of course, the rule of the tube is you never say a word to anyone.
No.
So I clearly trapped my head in the door, had to force the door open to get my head out, and I flew back into the carriage and almost fell over. And everyone looked at me and I went, God, that was close. No one said a word and went straight back to just looking at the floor or doing what they were doing.
James, CCTV, please.
Here is a photograph, Dom, of me at the tube.
You can see you got a red mark on your head.
And that red mark there is from when my forehead bashed against the inside of the train, being forced by the door closing on my skull.
That is not a good look.
Tomorrow, I'm getting a taxi.
Is there a way of finding that?
No, there isn't.
Your head would have come off.
I reckon there's a way of finding that CCTV.
Come on. I trapped my head in the door of the... I've never seen anyone do that before. I've seen people leg it to try and get in as the doors are closing.
Yeah, leave a foot in there or something.
But I've never seen anyone stick their head... Do you remember the young ones?
Yes.
When Vivian was on the train and popped his head out the window, he reads the sign above the window that says... Do not lean out of window. I wonder why. And he leans his head out the window. Another train comes back and his head gets chopped off.
Absolutely.
I'm like a crap version of that. And even the little red mark on my forehead looks rubbish.
It's tricky on the tube, isn't it?
For me, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Stupid doors.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
You know, Kayak isn't just another flight comparison app. When you download the Kayak app, you download flight enlightenment. With Kayak, you see things others can't, like the latest great deals from both airlines and booking sites. You can filter your searches and set up price alerts so you... Not now.
Oh, sorry.
So you're notified when there's a price drop on the flights you want. See more, do more, save more with Kayak. You can do the gong now. Download the Kayak app today and go see for yourself.
I know how I like to invest. That's why I choose eToro. Access to global markets, expert analysis, shared knowledge. On eToro, I copy my own investors.
Wait, what?
Copy my own stocks.
Copy my own stocks. Choose your mix of assets or copy top performing traders.
Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today.
eToro is a multi-assets investment platform. Copy trading does not amount to investment advice. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. All these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Oh, you're off to see his folks again. Because you're a good daughter-in-law. And you do love them. But dear God, their coffee. You didn't agree to that in the wedding vows. Good thing you've brought a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a faff-free bag. Now, you just have to boil the kettle without them noticing. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
You know that home sensor's like the TK home section, but mahoosive?
What? Is it still up to 60% less?
Yep.
Do they have candles?
It's like TK Maxx for home. Of course they have candles.
Right, come on, we're going.
There's no place like HomeSense.
Except TK Maxx.
Quality homeware, savvy prices. Up to 60% less than the RRP.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dreams stock clearance sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Imagine a mechanic. What do you see? Someone in the garage? Repairing an engine?
or do you see a problem solver? Using their skills to maintain vital equipment during an aid delivery operation. Because we do. We know you have skills. We'll show you how to use them in new ways. Find the reserve in you. Search Army Reserve. You belong here.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Hold on, before we do the news, hold on. The lines are almost closed, but to be honest, I don't think you're going to get time to text in, because unless you can text at the speed of light, I'm afraid it's probably too late, because when the last pip goes... Lines are closed for today's £25,000 box game. That means we'll be picking somebody live on the air to play the game. £25,000 up for grabs. And we'll do that in a few minutes.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
8 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the Tories are telling us we're facing a summer of uncertainty. The Chancellor insists she won't have to increase taxes to pay for her spending plans, which includes money for the NHS, defence and housing. But Shadow Chancellor Mel Stride isn't so sure.
Where the money is coming from is eye-watering taxes, principally on businesses, and it's coming from borrowing, adding to our debt mountain. Can we afford all this? The answer, I'm afraid, is no.
He's predicting tax rises in the autumn budget. In other news this morning, violence has now spread from Ballymena to other towns in Northern Ireland. There's been a third night of disorder. It's after a vigil on Monday for the victim of an alleged sexual assault turned violent. The Beach Boys frontman and co-founder Brian Wilson has died at the age of 82. I'm picking up vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.